Morning. Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Anything we want to pray about this morning? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We want to thank you for all your many blessings to us. We thank you for allowing us to gather together. Just open our hearts and our ears to hear your words this morning. Just help us to be mindful of you and all that we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I want to kind of start in John chapter 1. I'm kind of going to jump around a little bit. I just want to talk about the simplicity of following Jesus, how simple it actually is, and how we sometimes tend to make it more complicated than it needs to be, I think. Not intentionally, but just we get carried away with the world and how loud the world is and how bright, and you know, we'll get into that here in a second, but I just want to read a couple verses here. In John 1 verse, we'll start in 42. We'll start 41. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day he purposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And that's about all, but my big deal was follow me. Jesus didn't go around, you know, having a big sign. He just said, "Follow me." He knew the men that he chose to say that to, and he even knew that one of them was going to betray him in the end, but he still said, "Follow me," just very simply. And I just was kind of thinking about that, you know. People try to, you know, you got to go through different churches and different groups. You know, they try to make you go through a 10-month course or 6-month course or something of, you got to read your Bible, you got to go read the books that they've wrote, that they've come up with all these rules and laws and stuff, what you have supposed to do before you can even become a member of the church. And Jesus walked up and said, "Follow me." And I kind of appreciate, and I really appreciate that around the church here, that when someone comes and they say, and they agree with us, just the simple teachings of Jesus, we can fellowship with that person because he follows Jesus. It's just so simple. And I was reading, you know, back in, it's Third Kingdoms or First Kingdoms in the New James, but Third Kingdoms in this Bible here. But it talks about, and Elijah, when he was hiding from Jezebel, chapter 19, Third Kingdom, chapter 19, if you want to read there. Jezebel was trying to kill Elijah. So Elijah went and hid in the mountains, and God came to him and said, "Elijah, what are you doing in the mountains?" We'll just read a little bit here, 19, verse 9. And it says, "Behold, the Lord, word of the Lord came to him and said to him, 'Elijah, what are you doing here?' And Elijah said, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord Almighty, since the children of Israel have forsaken you. They tore down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.' Then he replied, 'Go out tomorrow and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord will pass by, and before the Lord, a great and powerful wind will be rending the mountains and shattering the rocks, but the Lord will not be in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord will not be in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there will be fire, but the Lord will not be in the fire. After the fire, there will be the sound of a gentle breeze, and the Lord will be there.' So when Elijah heard this, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, 'Elijah, what are you doing here?' And he replied, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord Almighty, since the children of Israel have forsaken you. torn down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. And the Lord said, go and return. You're on your way to the desert of Damascus. But I was just thinking, you know, like the world is just full of sights and sounds and attractions and distractions from just the still small voice of saying, follow me. And I think it's pretty easy for us, myself included, very much so, to just get distracted with just even work, just busy everyday today work, and not just following Jesus zealously like we should. We get just so, it's so easy to get distracted. And I just want to encourage everyone just to just follow Jesus simply.